Busy Signal, thanks for taking time. We didn't have the chance to talk about your album from last year, Reggae Music Again. It was the album of the year everywhere here in Europe. Rhythm, the biggest German reggae magazine, it was the album of the year. It was also the album of the year in my show, the SRF 3 Reggae Special. What do you think about the album?
It's a masterpiece, if in my own words. To me, it's a very, very, you know, fine work of art and work of talent and creativity. And coming from, as some people would say, a dancehall artist, it's not expected to, mostly it's not expected to some of the listeners. You know, so it's definitely a plus for me and for the fans, you know.
What about Jamaica? What was the feedback in Jamaica you get?
Jamaica doesn't really appreciate reggae music the way they should. You know, Jamaica is the hub, Jamaica is the lab, you know, of all of this, but Jamaica doesn't appreciate reggae the way they should, or show the respect to reggae music the way they should. They don't, you know, and that's just the honest truth, you know. But, you know, that's why we're here in Europe right now. You know, that's why I will forever be in Europe, you know, and I want to forever be in Europe, promoting, doing real reggae music, even real dancehall music, just doing it so I could get that balance out there. You know, I do dancehall, I do reggae, I try to do opera, I try to do, you know, fusion with different genres of music as well. I mean, you know, this feedback that I'm getting from Reggae Music Again, it's like one of the best feedback in my whole life, you know, doing albums and everything. So it's definitely a good thing.
Even not today, because people keep telling me, also people that live in Jamaica, that they talk about the artists even sing about the reggae revival. Is that a wish from European journalists and reggae fans that reggae has a comeback in Jamaica, or do you feel the same?
Reggae, it's picking up there now in terms of, you know, the people playing reggae music again. I mean, I remember when I just came out with Step Out, you know, Earth Around Red by Richie Spice was one of the biggest songs in Jamaica. Notorious was one of the other biggest songs by Turbulence. You know, that was one of the biggest songs, you know, and at the time, Dancehall, Step Out was the biggest song on the other hand, you know. You know, so it was, reggae always have that space, you know. But since of late, it was away, it was just taken away, it was just a whole bunch of mediocre stereotype stuff, you know, like crazy. Just, it was a whole bunch of bullshit that, you know, didn't really make sense in terms of, you know, a lot of different dancehall stuff. Some of them is all right, but majority of them is nothing. You know, it's just garbage. And I mean, you know, reggae is taking its time to. I mean, I'm just happy that I play a role in bringing it back to the forefront. You know, and the world know that. You know.
So you also feel like you are a part of the success from artists like Chronix and Romain Virgo and all those people that come up now also get the response in Europe these days.
Yeah. I definitely feel that I'm a part of that. You know, I'm happy to be a part of that, a part of something good, a part of something positive, showing the respect to the reggae music. You know, you can't forget the roots. You know, if you forget your roots and if you forget, I mean, where the whole thing starts, you're going to fall off sooner or later. You have to know the roots. You know, reggae gave birth to dancehall music. Reggae gave birth to hip-hop music. Reggae gave birth to reggaeton, you know, and that's just facts across the world. You know, Jamaica got such a rich genre music, I mean, a rich culture in terms of musical culture. I mean, you know, but reggae is reggae is the oil of the Jamaican soil, you know.
Then we have to talk about your time in prison. We over here in Europe, we read a lot about it. I don't really know what's true and what's not. Tell us.
Well, I mean, you know, it was like 2002, January 12th. You know, I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time, and I mean, you know, allegations and stuff, the law, and I got arrested. in connect with some other guy in conspiracy, it was at the time. You know, this guy who I don't even know him, you know, so we went to court and everything. The judge just said, "You know this guy?" I stand up. I said, "No, Your Honor." They ask him. He said, "No, Your Honor." The judge looked at me and he was like, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Your Honor, I don't know." Anyways, I got bail, and the other guy that was trying to set me up, he was still there. I got bail as a youngster then, you know, got bail, have a court date pending coming up. You know, when it was time for the court date, you know, my lawyer got, my mom, she found this lawyer online, you know, saying that he could really bring this to trial and he could, like, just do away with this because, I mean, it was no case because I wasn't guilty of nothing and it was easy. And he took my mom's money the day before court. I know I got a court date the next day, but the day before court, me and my mom met up with the lawyer and everything. The lawyer was like, he pushed, he put a plea bargain in front of me saying I should sign this 5 to 7 years in prison. I should just sign this and plead guilty. To what? I don't know. What? I'm not even involved. So I was like, okay, give me some time. And he left the hotel room. My mom was in the other room. I was there thinking about it. And I think I should just leave. And I get up, I leave out the hotel, and I, you know, just came to Jamaica. And I go straight to Jamaica and everything. And I mean, I was in Jamaica. I never go back to the USA since then. You know, I came to Jamaica. I became an artist, and I became Busy Signal after all of that. Because in 2002, I was just a kid living in America with my mom and my dad and my brothers, you know, just being a kid, you know. But I mean, I took upon myself the decision of coming back to my hometown, you know, going back to Jamaica, you know, doing music. And I did music from ever since I've been doing music. And now you have Busy Signal. You know, if it wasn't for that decision in 2002, me coming to Jamaica, you know, or going back to Jamaica, there would never be a Busy Signal, you know? I mean, I'm not really endorsing people missing their court dates, and I'm not really endorsing people being on the wrong side of the law or nothing like that, or absconding bail. But at the end of the day, in my situation, it was one of the best things that I did. Knowing that, as a kid, knowing that I can't sign something that's going to put 5 to 7 of my years in prison for something that I, you know? So it was, I took it upon myself. To the law, it looks like I was involved. But in my heart, and the Most High Jah free me up, deliver me out of all this. And here I am today, you know. I went to court last year. All this happened when I was coming from my last show in Holland, in Amsterdam. I was coming from my last show. I just sang the song Nah Go A Jail Again. That was my last song on that show as well. You know, while I was leaving that show, in transit back through London to go to Jamaica, then the feds came, you know. They took me off the plane in London. Then they held me in the airport till it was time for my flight for Jamaica, the Monday. That was a Thursday. They held me till the Monday. They put me on the plane. They let me still board the plane and everything, British. And I go to Jamaica. When I get to Jamaica now, the U.S. feds was in Jamaica waiting on me on the at the Normal Man International Airport. So from there, it was just processing. I was in prison in Jamaica for like 30 days. Two different prisons, gun court and GP. And then now for 30 days in GP, then USA came, you know, extradited me from Jamaica and everything. So, you know, we went there and everything. I got my lawyer and everything, thanks to my lawyers as well. You know, the Most High Jah work and everything, and through the lawyers, knowing what they do and doing what they do the best. You know, my lawyers, KD Knight and Bill Marzi, you know, they really, you know, take it to a legal defense level where they know what they're doing, and they helped me through all of this. And I mean, it was like, I got there, I go to court, you know, we went to court, the judge looked at my life, looked at my profile, looked at my whole file and everything, and saw that it was just a youthful mistake. You know, but at the end of the day, I could have lost my talent, I could have lost my 5 to 7 years of my life. And the judge looked at all of this, and the judge said 6 months. You know, it's the first time ever in the history of life a judge ever do that in a situation like this where somebody's been extradited. You know, USA extradited you and you're not going to come back to your to wherever you, they took you from. You're not going to be back there in 6 months. That's never happened since Adam and Eve. So I'm a history and I'm just here giving thanks to the Most High, representing music, representing life, representing the humble and the meek and the simplicity, you know, and charting the militancy of life, which powered us keep this thing on a militant level. I'm here for a purpose. I'm here for a reason. And I saw that. And God helped me through that. And I'm just here giving thanks. Giving thanks to the U.S., giving thanks to Jamaica, giving thanks to everybody who support, giving thanks to all the fans, giving thanks to my lawyers.
So you just said that you find a positive side that you left back then in 2002. Do you also find a positive sign on your time that you spend in prison? Because we all know that this is no fun.
Yeah, it's definitely a positive. I mean, it's very inspiring. It's very inspiring. While I was there, I didn't talk much. I mean, I didn't even talk to anybody for like 3 months. Out of the 6 months, I didn't talk for 3 months. I just get up, you know, take my shower. You know, I got some little books that I read, and then I got some books that I do puzzles. I just do that for like 6 months, because extradition and everything, they got me in a single cell by myself and everything. So it was kind of a whole meditation level for me. So it really took me to a different level in myself. And I mean, you know, just to see different things, open my third eye, you know, look what's around me, you know, look what I need to do in terms of when I get out. You know, I was just always looking forward to the day when I get out, or the night when I get out, just to leave that place. But it still was inspiring while I was there, you know, because it's my first federal prison experience like that, maximum federal prison. I don't see no sunlight. I don't see the skies. I don't see outside. I don't see the outside world. You know, I mean, it was definitely a bad thing for me, health-wise, but mentally it's inspiring, because it bring me through what I could go through. And them said, them normally say, God now give you more than what you can bear. And I think, you know, I don't ever think, I know God is the ruler and monitor all that, what happened, and still monitoring even this moment right now. The Most High just monitor everything, you know? So it's just a blessing. And I mean, yes, you know, we turn negative into positive sometimes. And sometimes the negative and the positive could be, you know, something. If you educated and if you militant enough, you will know how to capitalize on the positive out of all the negative in life. You still can be positive. And that's like a good message as well, you know.
I had the feeling that when you came out of prison, you was loaded with songs. I didn't count them, but I think since you came out, it's about, I don't know, 50 or 60 songs from Busy Signal. I saw your Sting show in my kitchen. I streamed it live. Yeah. And I really had the feeling that you was loaded with songs, loaded with lyrics, loaded with music. Was that the right impression?
It was definitely the right impression. I mean, I was just forever waiting for the moment to just see the face of the fans, you know, to perform, to deliver the music. And I mean, Sting, me going on Sting, performing and delivering the way I did this past thing, I mean, it was very interesting. You know, it was like I was there, just like going on, like it's gonna be everlasting. You know, it was just lyric was just coming up, spitting off the top. Some of the lyrics was just right there on the Sting stage. Some of them I kind of pre-planned some of them, but most of them was just right there on the stage, and I was just delivering, and the Sting, even the patrons was like, they feel like they was just at some other show. You know, Sting is more for the altercation and the war and the lyrical war. And I was just delivering lyrics. I even sang Christian songs. You don't see artists doing that, not on Sting. So it's like, it was a whole bunch of stuff happening in the moment while I was on Sting. I just got to give thanks for all of that. You know, it was also one of the longest performances on a Sting stage ever since there been Sting. I think it was like the performance was, it was 52 minutes. No artist has ever done that in the whole world on a Sting stage. You know, artists, they do 7 minutes, one song or one and a half song or probably three songs, or they get a little feedback and they leave, because that's Sting. You don't want to get the boo, you don't want to get bottled, you don't want to be bottled, you don't want people to be throwing cups up there. But I mean, people was just gravitating to everything. So I really cherish that moment at Sting. It was definitely a monumental moment.
So what's next on your schedule after the tour? Is it a new reggae music again, part two, or is there a dancehall album coming, or what is your plan? Do you have a plan?
I don't even have a plan. I just know I just do music. I mean, just getting music out there. Me and Christian, you know, we're very good friends. I mean, Christian, he was very supportive as well. You know, Christian, the owner of VP, he was very supportive while I was behind bars. And I mean, I got different ideas and different plans and everything that I put to him, and he could support them, and we could just come up with a lot of stuff. But even for right now, though, I got so much music that's not even released yet. You know, I got so much dancehall, I got so much reggae music, I got so much, you know, fusion. You know, we're doing some stuff with Major Lazer right now as well. It's like I'm just doing. You know, I just want to do music. I just got videos going, you know, interviews just like this right now. I just want to, because I missed out almost a year worth of work. I've never missed out nothing like that since I became a professional artist in 2005. I never miss stuff. I'm always busy, literally, doing music. So, I mean, I just want to get music out, get the work going, get the fans back in the real. You know, fans listen to Busy Signal, they know that it's a real performer, real artist, electrifying moment, you know, physically, physically, spiritually, musically moment.
Now you're sitting in Switzerland, you're doing three shows here. Do you know anything about that country?
I just know that I love Switzerland, you know. I just know that I love Switzerland. I mean, Switzerland is a neutral place, you know, Switzerland. I mean, even in the world, you know, you have, you heard all the great stories about Switzerland and Geneva, and like, you heard all these things about the whole place. I mean, I just love Switzerland. You know, I've been here a couple of times. I've been here like a lot of different times. And I mean, the feedback, the reception from the crowd, the fans, people just to see Busy Signal, or just to, you know, watch me perform and just to hear the lyrical content or the messages throughout the song and the lyrical context. It's just great. You know, I mean, you know, I didn't get a chance to really do a whole bunch of sight scenes and nothing this time, but I'm here and I'm just anticipating the moment to go out there and perform tonight and for the fans and stuff.
Two more small questions. I saw a video yesterday, I think today or yesterday, from backstage in Munich with Gentleman. He's huge over here in Europe, you can imagine, reggae-wise. What is your relationship to Gentleman? Do you know him from Jamaica or from Europe, or what's the story behind there?
I know Gentleman from all over. You know, Gentleman, he used to be living in Jamaica. I mean, you know, he's from here in Europe. I mean, he's just a supporter, a real 100% supporter of reggae music. You know, he didn't have to do reggae music. You know, he's not a Jamaican doing reggae music. He didn't even speak Jamaican language, or he didn't speak English fluently. He's not really. But he take the time up to do reggae music, and I'm so supportive of that. I'm really with that 100%. And I mean, that's a very, very positive look on our genre of music in Jamaica, our culture. You know, for Gentleman to really, you know, from Europe to Jamaica, doing reggae music, and now reggae music is his claim to fame worldwide. I mean, the ambassador here in reggae, you know, Gentleman really represents, you know, my culture. And I mean, I'm 100% supportive of that. So when he came to the show the other night, that's my first show here in Europe. I mean, when he came to Hamburg, you know, and saw the performance and everything, he said he drove like, it's 4 hours away from where he was staying to come to see this. This is a very, very, I mean, I cherish that and I really appreciate that. And I got to say, big up Gentleman for that car. I mean, he didn't have to. And when somebody really, you know, see it in themselves, they could really see the situation and be there to at least behold, you know, the first performance and everything. That's a very good thing. And I got to say thanks to the fans. And I got to say big respect and thank you to Gentleman.
He's releasing a new album on the 19th of April. That's going to be a big day for reggae in Europe. The same day, another album is going to be released. And I'm really wondering what Busy Signal thinks about it. Snoop Lion.
Yeah, Snoop Lion. I mean, Snoop Lion. You know, the topic Snoop Lion right now and the person Snoop Lion right now is just more on the reggae side. He's just trying. He doesn't understand reggae, but you know, these people, you know, Snoop Dogg, you know, he's a grown man. He know what is reggae. He doesn't really understand the real reggae movements. He doesn't really understand the real Rastafari movements, but he's trying. So that's a plus, and that's, you have to, you know, give thumbs up to somebody who is trying to move in a positive light. I heard him say in one of his interviews that he can play a lot of his songs, rap songs, for his mom. So doing this in a reggae light now, he could do this and he could give play and do this music around his kids and his mom. And that's a very positive light on reggae. So I got to say thumbs up to Snoop Lion, you know, a.k.a. Snoop Dogg. You know, we have to say it's a positive light and a positive movement. And the reason being, he chose reggae music to do this. That's a very good look. You know, there's just few music in the world you could really, you know, play at any time, at anywhere, for your kids, for your parents, for your wife, for your whoever, you know, for your grandfather, for your whoever, you could play reggae music for people like, you know, in all different age group, all different genre, all different, you know, no matter what class, race or color, reggae music speaks to people. It's one of the most spiritual movement form of music in the world. So that's a very good look, you know, Snoop Lion, 19th of April, you know, Gentleman, 19th of April. Good.
Thank you, Busy.